From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man is under arrest after a bank robbery in Eureka. Officers went to the 2900 block of F Street for the report of that bank holdup. Officers on scene searching the area. Based on witness statements, they identified a suspect as 31-year-old Robert Isaac Monroy. Officers and detectives began searching for him. Several local businesses, including the Bayshore Mall security, were notified of the description of Monroy and urged to call police if he was observed by staff. At about 3:40 p.m. yesterday, Monroy was observed at the Bayshore Mall bus stop by security. Dispatch notified Monroy taken into custody without incident by responding officers. He's been booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on a charge of robbery, bail set at $50,000. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office getting reports of a phone scam targeting area residents. The scammers identify themselves as being with Publishers Clearing House and telling the victim that they have won $2 million and a 2018 Mercedes-Benz. The scammers ask the victim to cover a portion of the taxes on the prize, around $950. To receive the money, the scammers offer to pick the victim up from their residence and drive them to the bank to withdraw the cash for taxes. The scammers then say they'll give the victim a cashier's check for the false prize money after receiving the cash. If you think you've won a prize, a couple things to think about. A company giving out a prize will never offer to pick you up and take you to the bank. Never send money to collect a prize, sweepstakes check, or lottery winnings. If you have to pay, it's a scam. Redwood Capital, Humboldt County-based, announcing financial results for the three-month period ending March 31st. Total assets as of that date, $341 million, an increase of 5% from the same period last year. Total deposits grew to $310 million, also a 5% increase. Net interest income for the quarter, $3,090,000, up 5% as well. And the company reported record net income after taxes in the first quarter of 2018 of $957,000, up a strong 40% from the $683,000 reported for the first quarter of 2017. Eureka Police now reporting to Citizen RIMS. It's an online tool integrating with EPD's computer dispatch system. Citizen RIMS allows the public to view near real-time mapped incidents and more. Police incidents can be selected by date, range, and incident type and viewed in PIN and heat map formats. The public can also look at a list of vehicles reported stolen and a 30-day history of arrests. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.